Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. This podcast is not safe for work. Let me repeat. Normally I say it's not safe for work. We might say like damn and shit every now and then. But this time, yeah, we got drunk. And it started slowly. This one is actually recorded live at the bar from an educational teacher conference. We have myself, Elvis. We also have Bunny O'Hare making a return. Miss Sparkles is here. You get to meet Dixie Trix-a-Lot. If you have anything you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast or any story you'd like to share with us, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook. You can also go to www.teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com and hit us through the contact page. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is brought to you by Love Them Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you need educational theater posters, Love Them Dramatics is the way to go. It is LUDLAMDRAMATICS.com. Love Them Dramatics. Again, this is not a safe for work podcast. We are teachers. We love our jobs. And because we love our jobs, we are using aliases. So I'm just going to jump right in. Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, Episode 5, live from the convention hall. Cheers.
Because we must.
Can I have a double tall vodka soda?
We must have our alcohol. This is, after all, teacher needs a drink.
Yes. All right.
Take a sip.
Take a sip.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers, bitches.
Woo!
All right. Starting. Here we go. Try again. Welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. This is Elvis. We're coming live from the Convention Center Bar, where there are many, 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 many teachers.
Who need drinks?
Who need drinks and drinking.
And they are getting them. It's a happy place.
It's a very happy bar. Next to me, I have the wonderful Dixie Trix-a-Lot. Is that wrong? Did I mess it up? No, it's not.
That's
Dixie.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Your name
Dixie.
Now.
Dixie Trix-a-Lot.
Dixie Trix-a-Lot. I love
Dixie
it.
Trix-a-Lot.
Dixie Trix-a-Lot.
All right. And then across from me, I have Bunny O'Hare, both middle school teachers of their own. Not spill drinks on the soundboard because we're classy. So, Dixie, are you ready? Here we go. We had taken the students on an annual canoe trip at the end of the year, and one of the students was aggressively yelling at the other students to paddle harder. Well, one student got really annoyed, turned around, and started hitting the other student with his paddle in the head. We had to quickly get all seven of our canoes to the shore to get these two students out because they were totally bludgeoning one another, knocked out. So how would you handle this situation? You're on a field trip with your kiddos, and
I
they just start beating the crap out of each other.
I would have paddled my ass over there and tipped their boat over.
Just
agreed.
Put them into the water.
Just
agreed.
Put them into the water. You know, you spray down dogs when they're fighting. Well, there you go.
It works with the students. Like, you don't want to get between them when they're fighting because they might take some part of you. But
back in the old days.
Back when when it was like tag team where you jump in.
Yeah, it was pretty sad. I actually broke a finger. I had Muhammad Ali in my classroom, and I tried to put a flat in between him and another student.
Did you, like, slide it in between them?
I was
them?
Trying to put it in between them, and I don't know what I did. All I know is it messed up my thumb.
Oh.
When you came to, there was just blood everywhere.
Well, there was lots of blood, but I did have a lot of coaches afterwards asking me to act it out because they wanted to fight. They wanted to know how it went because the one boy was evidently a thorn in everyone's side. So they were like, show us, how did it go? What did it look like? How is he getting hit?
I mean, in our most honest moments, we've all had a kid or two that were like, if someone takes a swing at that kid, I just might accidentally not see it for a minute. Like, oh, are they fighting? Oh, no, break it up, boys. Like,
well, yeah, now I wouldn't jump in between, but back then in my early stupid days.
When you were younger and more enthusiastic.
I was younger and stupid.
No, like, I'll get between two boys that are fighting because I feel like at least the kids that I have, it's they still have a little bit of that, I'm not going to hit a girl. As a female teacher, between two male students, like, keeping them apart, they're still going to be like, you know.
Oh, that's because they know they're safe. They're going to totally keep bowing up because, like, I don't actually have to throw a punch. This
they're
going to
keep bowing up, but they're not going to hit a girl. So they're not, you know, going to swing if I'm between them. All bets are off if it's two girls. I don't get between two girls. I will get my weaves snatched.
I've gotten girls apart, too. Earring on the floor, blood everywhere.
You have the tumbleweaves just kind of blowing across the room.
We had one of those this last year, like $300 worth of weave on the floor.
Oh, ow.
There
was a weird thing when I was doing middle school where the boys would rip their shirt off before they'd start fighting. Like, they'd start bowing up, and, like, these little 14, 13-year-old boys were like, yeah, and they'd pull their shirt off and just start saying, like...
I don't know about that, but...
Put your shirt back on. Nobody wants to see that. Come on.
I have this thing with middle school boys. I don't have it with where I'm at now so much. Every now and then I'll see it. But they like to do what we used to call the titty twister.
Oh.
Where they like, where you pinch and...
They grab that nipple on the other boy. Oh my God, why? What is this fascination with other boys' nipples?
Because we don't know the secrets of yours. Like, we, the only thing we know to do with these is just hurt. So,
oh man.
I've done the thing where you see a fight coming, you're like, oh look, he's 1,000, 2,000. Boys, stop. Hey, guys, cut it out. Yeah, my big boys.
There was definitely a fight that I had to break up a couple of years ago where one of the boys had it coming. He was picking on a special needs student. Absolutely. No, this little sunshine was picking on a special needs kid.
Oh, yes.
And the other kid took issue with that. And so I definitely had a favorite in that fight.
Yeah.
I am legally obligated to split you up, but I would have really liked to have watched that. I would have enjoyed it.
Yes, that I think that is something that is near and dear to many teachers' hearts, and it really pisses us off when we see kids being really mean to our special needs students.
And that's when you get revenge.
And then there's
revenge
the
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the flip side of it. Like, there was a couple of years ago, we were doing a stage makeup unit, and we had a couple of guests from the special needs class that wanted to get black eyes. And so they came to class, and my students got to, you know, practice doing stage makeup on them. And the students that were having the makeup applied thought it was so cool that they had fake black eyes. One of them gets to his next period class, and this big football player kid who is kind of a jerk sees this, you know, little special needs guy with a black eye, and he was like, what happened to you? And the kid deadpan goes, I don't want to talk about it. And this football player guy just about came unhinged. He was like, you tell me who did that to you and I will handle it.
And the threat, handle it.
About that time, the teacher overheard what was going on, and she was like, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's fake.
It's makeup. Stage makeup.
Whenever we did stage makeup, I was in, after the first time I did stage makeup, because every Halloween we'll do cuts and scars and stuff.
Yes.
And so
the
big ones to have like, I put like the pencil through the hand with the gut and blur so they could like go to the next door like, oh, my hand, it's a pencil. And I was told after the first, like, no, Mr. Elvis, you must notify us and everyone before and tell the students not to run through the hallways with cuts and pencils. Because they look like Pinhead from Hellraiser.
Yes.
Like, have pencils all through their faces. Go, I fell down.
But that's the fun part of it with the kids.
No,
the
best part.
They love to surprise people with it.
The best part is when they get to their next class and a kid goes, dude, what happens? And they go, Ms. O'Hare did this to me.
You see the most acting out of your students than you've ever seen before.
Yes. Yes.
When they have the bruises or the cuts.
Yes.
They are Oscar-winning.
In character.
There's something to be said for when you get your costume. Once you're wearing Batman, and they're like, yeah, I'm Batman. And then you and it, like, so once they have the scar, they're like, oh, I can really freak someone out now. So Halloween's coming up before too long. Do you guys do anything in your schools, or do they lock it down? It's like, this is fall festival, we reference it, but...
The teachers dress up, and then they also do a thing where, not all of them, but a lot of them do, but we also do a thing where the students, if they've had, like, good behavior and things, they get a ticket, and there's one day that they get to, like, be a character. It's basically wearing their Halloween costume, but and a lot of them do that on that day, so it is a lot of fun, and... You know, a lot of schools, thank you for that drink. A lot of schools don't allow that anymore.
No, it's kind of sad. They banned it outright. They don't want they really don't want them acknowledging the holiday. They don't want them wearing costumes to school. It's too much of a distraction.
Yeah, there's my school, there's no costumes, no dressing up. Now, in the interest of preventing complete anarchy in my classroom. I have been known to, for one day after Halloween, grant one day of candy amnesty.
That's pretty ballsy of it's, you to allow the candy.
They're going to eat it whether I allow them or not. So then by allowing it, I look like the good guy. I look like the really cool teacher.
That sugar rush.
They think they're being sneaky. They don't know we did the same shit when we were their age.
I remember I had a tiny pocket radio. And I could put it inside my jean jacket because this was the 90s, so I was hip and cool. And I'd have it. And
of course,
I'd run.
You had a jean jacket.
Yeah, and so I had the headphones, earbud running up through my arm of my long sleeve. Mm-hmm. I'd put in my palm and I'd lay in class with my hand on my ear so I'd listen to Erasure because, you know, that's hardcore back when I'm in middle school. Now I only listen to Erasure if I'm cooking with a wok. So it's Justin Timberlake and Erasure when I'm wok cooking. Other than that, my music's very hetero all the time, but when I'm wok cooking, it just tastes better.
There are a lot of teachers here having a very good time. What's a thing that you've said that you didn't realize till after it was out of your mouth that it came out completely wrong?
I know I've said some things that came across as I wasn't thinking about it, and the kids were like, you know, with their middle school mind in the gutter.
Yeah.
That after I did it, I was like, oh, that wasn't quite. But I had to laugh with them because
I
got the
joke. Did you say balls in front of class?
It wasn't a balls, but it was something like, she likes it a lot or something, you know, something like that.
She will take it all night long. I like saying balls a lot in front of middle schoolers and waiting for them to crack and just like see, like, I just make it as blatant as I can in front of the kids. I'm like, yeah, kids, these balls are so heavy that I'm dragging around and I carry around and they're like, should I laugh? I shouldn't laugh. It's funny. It's balls.
Yes.
And you see them really constrained.
I am terrible at keeping a straight face when I think something is funny, but I once worked with a teacher who could do the best, like, deadpan. Uh-huh. Coming in from recess, they had a big bag of playground toys, you know, frisbees. And she would tell the kids, grab your balls! And the boys would start laughing, and she could keep a straight face and look at them and say, what's funny? And dare them to say something to her.
Something.
And I'm sitting there, like, snorting laughing because I'm 12.
Yes. I think we're all somewhat 12 on the inside if we're teaching middle school.
I think you have to be to survive.
There you go. I want to just be like Bat Dad sometimes, like the kid in the back of the car seat that goes, it's hot as balls in here. Because the middle schooler in me finds that extremely funny.
I feel like that's how we connect with our students, is that we are however many years old and we still think fart jokes are hilarious.
Yes.
It's because they are. I mean,
they are,
unless I'm trying to be serious in class and then like some kid farts and then it's all completely, or I'm like, God, stop, just
and,
come
and
on.
Then I have to be like all teachery. Everybody does it, y'all. It's okay. It's a bodily function.
No. Okay. So here's what I told mine the other day. The very first use of a fart joke in written human record of literature was in a Greek theater play called The Frogs, I am told, because it made a sound similar to
a croak.
Yes.
A booty croak.
And so apparently fart apparently fart jokes have been funny since ancient Greece, kids, so it's cultural.
I always like to pick on the daintiest girl because someone in the class will fart and they'll all start laughing. I'm like, no, everyone does it. Sally appears has been doing it for the last 2 hours. It's horrible.
Sally's traumatized.
And now she's a stripper. But I mean, I don't think, her dad sucked too. I mean, it wasn't just a bad teacher. There's a whole chain of asshole men, so. Hey, Ms. Dixie, tell us tales from when you were
Texas. I would pay money to see Dixie teach sex ed.
I actually got a lot of compliments from parents because I was very honest. And I was like, these kids need to know this stuff. But anyway, one of the things that we would always do is the vocabulary of it and the body parts. And this one poor little girl, sixth grade, of course, she got penis, she got vagina. I mean, she got all of the lovely words. And I mean, her face just kept getting redder and redder. And finally, at the end of it, she was like, I feel like a part of my soul has died.
Oh my God.
It was a big connection in the class. We all the girls, you know, we all laughed about it because nobody wanted to be the girl that had to say penis, wet dream, or vagina.
Oh, my God.
It was the trifecta.
I myself would have died at that age. Like, that would have been me. I would have died.
Now you can't stop her from saying penis and wetness and
That's
dreams
true.
And yes. seepage. And
yes,
that's what she said.
Did you guys have to watch the video when you were a kid? Did they have had the film? It wasn't video. It was a film strip.
Childbirth video. That's what we had to watch.
Ooh,
in biology.
No, we didn't have to.
I was like, I want to show every child this because no one will want to have sex and get pregnant if they are watching this childbirth video.
You had to watch a childbirth video? How old were you?
I was a ninth grader, and it was in a biology one class.
I feel like there was a huge gap in my sexual education. I remember, like, in fourth or fifth grade watching, like, the puberty video.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Girls have a period. Men, you start to smell, and you will make a mess. And it just
yes.
kind of kept going from there.
Well, the girls would always laugh because in the video, you would see they would have a little drawing of a little penis that was deflated. And then all of a sudden, it would go,
When I was in college, my freshman year, I had a sex education class that was like, it was a huge like stadium coliseum thing in the college, and everyone's like, the teacher was like, okay, today we're talking sex toys, get some of the plugs in, woohoo! And it was just like, I was like, wow, I could use this, as opposed to high school where it was just like, if you don't use a condom, you're going to die, and everyone will be pregnant.
You
and
will
your
get
life
pregnant.
And
I would have sixth grade girls going, Miss, my mom told me if I kissed a boy, I could get pregnant. That was always a common misconception. Way to go, moms.
Depends on where you kiss.
Where you kiss.
It still doesn't work that way.
No.
That's why Elvis has a limited number of children. I keep kissing the wrong parts, apparently.
You obviously never went to Trixie's class.
Did you have to ride a bus when you were in school?
I did.
Okay, I did too. And they made us watch these horrific bus safety videos. And it was four parts. And each part was like about 10 minutes long. And the first one, it was three parts. Mm-hmm. And this was, I lived in Alaska at the time. The first part was like a young kid, like a kindergarten age. It was like, when you are in the bus and you get off the bus, don't drop anything or don't go back. Because it was talking about, and like this chose this little kindergartner. He's like, I dropped my Valentine. And he turns around and the bus runs him over. I shit you not, the kid dies. Like, there's no gore or anything.
What?
But you just see like reaction shots. Everyone like, oh.
Like
the bus driver.
Napoleon Dynamite when they shoot the
It was very much like that. And so, like, you just see the kid, like, slip, and then you see, like, bus stop, and then you see everyone looking.
It's a red flag.
But each one, it went, like, a little more extreme. And so, like, then they show, like, the middle schoolers on the bus. And that one, like, Tanya was talking at the wrong time. And, like, same thing. She slips under a bus tire because she was being goofy, and she dies. And then finally, it's the last one that's like the high school seniors, like, she's going to work at Burger King. Sally's going to prom. And it's like, she is no longer going to Burger King. She will not be attending prom. And I saw this when I was like nine and traumatized, but I found it on YouTube.
Oh my God.
Because I thought it was, I texted my sister, like, oh my God, do you remember the safety videos? Because this was 84 through 86. But the videos
14.
I watched were from the 70s.
Wow.
But I remember them wheeling in like the film set and like the film
giant
would
TV
flip,
on
flip,
the
flip.
Cart.
I
no, it wasn't TV.
No.
It was a film.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It was like a film reel camera. And when it ended,
nice.
It would go flip, 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 flip.
Yeah.
And you were really cool if the teacher would let you like
if
slide
you could
it or
do the audio, the video.
Yeah, you could get all hooked up. I remember we had the cassette tapes. They'd play in class.
Oh, yes.
And it was like, when you hear the noise, turn the page. And like, and then the whole
yes.
class would turn the page in their reader.
Like all the pages turning at once.
Yes.
And that sounds mind-numbingly boring. I can't imagine subjecting students to that now. Like, okay, guys, you need to shut up, sit the fuck down, and when this thing beeps, turn the page. I'm going to be back of the room checking my Facebook. Except it was like 1982, so they didn't have that. They were like, I'm going to be in the back. Face.
Reading this Harlequin romance novel.
I'm going to be looking at the Sears catalog. I'll see you guys
it was
later.
Sweet Savage Love. They were back there reading.
Okay, so now that you're old enough to know, did you ever have any teachers that you think back on it and you're now like, they were probably drinking?
Not so much with the drinking, no. I did small schools, and I think everybody would have known.
Okay. I had a teacher my senior year, and as an education professional myself, I don't know any teachers who get more mellow by the end of the day. She was entirely too mellow at the end of the day,
yeah.
And she would go get coffee refills last period of the day.
But back then, they could also smoke, and they would go to their cars and smoke. So
yeah.
Could it be mellow from the smoke?
What are they smoking? I
worked at a school where the students were required to bring back their report cards signed by a parent.
Yes.
And the forged signature misspelled the mother's name.
That's pretty good.
And when I called mom just to verify, I know some people spell their names differently. I just wanted to double check. And she lost her shit laughing. She was like, I can't believe he was stupid enough to try that. Can you send me a picture of that? Like, she was very entertained. She was like, oh, his ass is grass when he gets home. She was, I mean.
I love those parents.
It was great. Like, the kid came in the next day very subdued, and he immediately apologized. I'm very sorry, Miss O'Hare. It was wrong of me to lie and to forge. And like, you could tell he had been told exactly what he was going to say to me.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
This is off topic, but today I was playing some Barry White, because sometimes you just got to crank Barry White.
Yes.
That's who I
am.
As
one does.
And so I was playing Barry White. It was at the convention, and there's teachers walking around. We're kind of just slow jamming in this place, like shoulders rocking and just hanging out. And then some kids is like, what is this? I've never heard. I was like, oh, it's what made your parents.
And then we all felt old. I had a professor in college who, when he was himself in college, had a side gig reading articles from such magazines to the blind. He literally read articles from...
That sounds awesome. I'd heard they had a Braille version. In fact, that was like kind of the golden thing. Like, when I was growing up, like, if you could see a copy of the Madonna Steel sex book, that was big. If you could find Playboy in Braille.
I had that book.
That book was a huge letdown to 16-year-old me. I didn't pay the 100 or 200 bucks. I found it at Half Price Books.
Wow.
And me and my teenage girlfriend at the time found it. We both like sat in the back of Half Price Books and cracked it open and like, oh.
Was that on?
Vanilla Ice has a small penis. And then named, but there are a lot of
happy teachers.
Very happy. I'm glad they're happy. They deserve to be happy.
They needed a drink, and they got the drink.
Novus, I'm happy to be leading. We are on our second of who knows how many podcast recording. You are being so noisy. Okay, to my right, I have Dixie Trix-a-Lot.
Goodbye, Earl.
And of course, across from me, I have welcome back Bunny O'Hare. Hello, Bunny. How are you?
Hi, Elvis.
It's good to have you. And to my left, also returning happily, Sparkles. You are a treat.
I am. I'm a real delight.
You are a delight. It was delight, not treat. I think you are a delight.
I mean, I'm both. I'm a delight
afternoon
and a treat.
Afternoon delight.
That's true.
Ooh. Drinks are being delivered. Here we go. Thank you very much.
Perfect timing. Our favorite
person.
Worked
out very well. So I'll narrate just to fill in the time, because it's going to be hard to edit with all this background noise.
Mine's a very
I'm having
color.
A double vodka soda with lime. To my right, Dixie, tell us, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Jack and Coke.
Across from me, Ms. Bunny O'Hare, what are you drinking today?
I am drinking a bourbon and Coke with whatever well, because I'm cheap.
Yeah, and then Ms. Sparkles, what is that fancy drink?
Mine is called a blackberry bramble, and it involves gin.
Ooh. Nice.
It's like purple with orange spirals.
There's like a lemon in it.
There's sticks. You could have
and
a
this
fire.
Weird stick. I don't know what the stick is for.
They did give me they're using those paper straws. I'm not a fan of paper straws because I know plastic's
taste.
Bad. Well, they crush. And if you have something you're not drinking quick, like they melt melts in your mouth. You Elvis, like this mushy
Elvis
thing.
Hates turtles, everyone.
That just means that you need to drink it faster so it doesn't melt. Yeah.
I never in my life had a problem with limes or lemons, ever. They always enjoyed putting the drinks. And then when I started dating again after my divorce, a woman put a curse on me.
What?
And wait. Ever since then.
Why would a woman curse you, Elvis? You're
the
king.
I'm a pretty charming guy.
Like actual witchcraft shit? Well, what?
So we went on it was our second date. And we were at a bar and we're drinking, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go get her a drink. I was like, do you want lime or anything in it? She's like, oh, I don't drink lime. I was like, why don't you don't squirt lime in your drinks? Like, no, anytime I squirt a lime or lemon, it shoots me in the face. I was like, that shit's never happened to me. I've never had it. She's like, oh yeah, from now on, you got it. I was like, oh, she whatever.
Bro.
Literally every fucking lime and lemon squirted for the last 3 years has either squirted me or the person across from me. If I'm on a date, it will hit them. I'm like, I've been cursed.
Look, Elvis, I'm telling you, where I'm from, we call that giving you the ojo.
The ojo?
Yes. Yeah, so she gave me the ojo, which means the evil eye. So what you're going to need to do is you got to go get an egg. No, it's not sage, girl. You got to go get an egg, okay, a raw egg. You got to rub it all over your body, and then you leave it under the bed for the night. And then the next morning, you crack it open. And if
Do
it's
I eat
like,
it?
No, God, no.
Oh.
Because the egg is supposed to catch all the ojo that she gave you. So when you crack it open, if it has changed color, then that means it captured the ojo, and now you're cool.
But I didn't, release it back into my house by cracking the egg.
No, you don't release it back in your house. It's in the yolk and
stuff. So he rubs the hard egg all over. I'm trying to picture this.
Yeah, you take the egg, and you rub it, all around your body.
Picture me with hard eggs all over my body.
Rub it everywhere.
Listeners. Dear listeners, I would just like to tell you that I'm trying to help a brother out to get rid of the ojo, and he's not taking me seriously, and now he's just going to squirt lime and lemon in his eye for the rest of his life.
Okay, I want to know what you did to this woman that she hexed you on the second date.
Yeah, no shit. Like, really?
I want to say it was hubris. You know,
he didn't call her back.
I called. It was.
Did you go on a third date?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she cursed me on the second. I mean, there wasn't a fourth date.
You went on a third date with somebody who gave you the ojo?
I didn't realize it was there. Because honestly, I didn't really have any limes in my life at the time. And so, it wasn't a common thing. It's like, she cursed me. This happened. This was an odd, rare occasion. Come date number three, and we're at a bar. And I can tell the magic's not quite there like it was. And I squeeze and burnt, it gets me in the face, and she giggles. I'm like, oh.
So that's something we can talk about, I think. Not ojo or getting lime in your eye, but dating as a teacher.
Oh, man.
Okay, can I tell you guys about my perils of when I was single? Because Sparkles is newly engaged, dear
Sparkles
listeners.
Has a rock, y'all.
Congratulations.
It's a pretty impressive rock. It's pretty.
Thank you. I picked it out myself.
Nice.
But when I was dating and trying to meet someone, and of course I was using dating apps like any good 21st century girl.
That's what Elvis did.
Yeah. And so many dudes, when they found out I was a teacher, were like, oh, yeah, you're a teacher? That's hot. Do you want to teach me? And I was like, no.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
Okay.
It's gross.
So can I just say,
if you can hear my voice, clap once.
My little limited Bumble foray, I saw one of my students' dads on there.
What?
And I was like, no,
no.
I was like, he's in a relationship right now. Why is he in? Because I knew he had a girlfriend because his daughter had told me. I was like, why is he still on this site? Still looking.
But was he active or was it he forgot to delete it?
No, he was active. He was active.
Escándalo.
Oh, Escándalo, yes. Dating as a teacher?
Dating as a teacher, it's hard.
The hours are hard. It's hard to do weeknights because you've got
to
wake up late.
Because you got to get up to go to work.
Because you're going
to
have to be there. And I don't need to get wasted on a date. But sometimes some of those fun dates, you end up having a couple of drinks. And woohoo! Yes. And then, you're up later at night sometimes. And It's a tricky, tricky thing. But no, I never ran into dating parents. Looking back, though, my dad dated my second grade teacher.
Really. What?
And I remember what I
when
was
you were
like,
still in her class or after?
That was in my class.
Oh, what? No.
It's
oh,
cool.
No.
I'm not in special ed anymore, so I mean, it worked out in my favor.
It was very, for the men in the audience, it's very off-putting to tell a teacher she's hot and you want to be her student.
Oh my God, that's nasty.
Because
for me.
Yeah, because especially when I taught middle school, that's gross.
That is very gross.
Please don't do that.
No, I don't want to think of you in the same sentence that
no.
I think of
we're
my
not
students.
In the 80s, no. And this ain't Van Halen singing "Hot for Teacher," baby.
Right?
Gotta say, when I was doing the apps, I never had someone like. The teaching was never a selling point.
There was no woman who was like,
no
ooh,
one
you're
wants a
teacher.
Poor teacher.
Like, there's other things I could say. I was like, okay, they like that aspect of my career. But they
the
were like, you're a teacher?
No.
So they were like, that's so sexy. Unless they were like, though there's a couple, like, being in a late 30s guy dating, the women I met were either women who had never been married and were looking to settle down very, very quick.
And
so they were
a
kind of a baby daddy. They wanted marriage material. They were like, and then the other half was women who had just gotten divorced or just out of a long-term relationship, and they did not want any of that. And so sometimes, like, you're a teacher, you have a job, you've got stability, you're good with kids. I like everything
so
about this. Whoosh! I'm like, yes, I am. But
with the Superman
half, like,
pose.
And then the other half, like, you got a job? Awesome.
Yeah, stability is hot.
And tell me more about your 403B plan.
I just really enjoy being with somebody who like works kind of a standard 9 to 5. And this is gonna sound terrible, and I'm sorry, babe, I love you. Don't judge me.
Mr. Sparkles.
Yes, Mr. Sparkles, I love you so much. But it because he works a standard 9 to 5, like he cooks, he cleans, he takes care of the dogs.
Hell yeah.
I know. I just like come home. When I roll in late from dealing with whatever I've dealt with for the day, he's like, I made chicken, and I walked the dogs,
that's
and I folded all the laundry, and I'm like...
That's sexy talk.
Yeah, in your 30s, that's hot. In your 20s, you're like, whatever. But now I'm in my mid-30s, and I'm like,
Keep talking,
ooh,
baby. Keep talking.
Baby.
Yeah, talk dirty to me. Tell me about how you folded all the towels and put them away properly. Oh, you made the bed this morning? Yeah.
All right, well, thank you guys for coming. Miss Sparkles, it was a delight having drinks with you.
I always enjoy my time at Teacher Needs a Drink.
And Miss Bunny O'Hare, it was wonderful having you as well.
Always a pleasure.
Well, Dixie Trix-a-Lot. Did I get it right this time?
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Everybody, cheers.
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 Clink, clink.
Thank you for joining us for a very special Teacher Needs a Drink podcast brought to you from the Teaching Convention, the unnamed one. If you have anything you'd like to share with Teacher Needs a Drink podcast or any story you'd like to share with us, you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook. You can also go to www.teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com and hit us through the contact page. I'd like to give a very special thanks to Miss Ginger and Miss Dixie Drink-a-Lot and Bunny O'Hare and Lady Sparkles and, of course, the ever-beautiful Miss Priscilla who helped me through all this. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast is brought to you by Love Them Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you need educational theater posters, Ludlam Dramatics is the way to go. It is LudlamDramatics.com. Ludlam Dramatics. Anyway, thanks for everyone. We'll be back next Wednesday with a second very special episode, but I promise the audio is a lot better for part two. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, I'm here. Do you see me? Do you see me? Do you see me? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Can I, like, snuggle with you? Yeah, let's snuggle. Hey, pay attention to me.